That was a game that had everything today, wasn't it, Warren?
Certainly did. You know what I mean? I said before the game leading up to it, I said, look, we have no problems away from home because, you know, we've got that desire, that fight. We showed that today, you know, to come back from a goal which we conceded, which I thought, you know, at the end of the day, if that's a back pass, then I've been out of football for years because, you know, the guy's stretching. Ross has caught it and he's blew a back pass then, it's on the whistle. You know, you can ask a referee in football, can I hit it quick? And that's the first one, he didn't do it. On the whistle, they took it early, caught my boys off guard, but I said to them, never turn your back. But, you know, to show the character and desire we did to come back and win this game, it's fantastic. Fantastic for them, because they've took a lot of abuse this week and myself. But, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, I'm big and old enough, it says I'll protect my players left, right and centre. It ships with me, you know, the buck stops with me, I'll take it off them. I'm not worried about anyone. You know, you can't put fear into those boys. Because they're the ones that I had to pick up for Saturday, and you know, they were fantastic. Great from the fans today. You know, we've got to move together. I know they will. The fans at the end, fantastic. Cheer the boys on, get us going, and you know, it's a great, great 3 points for us.
After the setback of the way that goal was conceded, it was tremendous willpower and character to get back up that pitch again and get that winning goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, you always knew, because you always knew they're going to put us under pressure. I think at the end of the day, you know, you look at the first half with maybe a few chances to, you know, to win the game by a lot more. But you know, they're a decent side, Glenavon. They're powerful, strong. But you always know we've got to believe in ourselves and to come back and get that goal. It was a great, great ball in, and brilliant for Big Jimmy to get across his man and stick the ball in the net. And you know, I'm just delighted for every single one of them. From 1 to 18, you know, I work with them 3 nights a week. I know what they're about, and you know, they've just got to believe how good they can be, and we've certainly done that today.
Great for Jimmy, it's his first Linfield goal today. Nice to be a winner, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic for him, you know what I mean? He's a local lad in the Donegal Road, big Linfield family. Good kid, trains well, attitude, speaker. And I'm just delighted, but as I said, there's heroes out there from one the whole way. I couldn't put a finger on anyone. I thought everyone put in a shift today, what he asked for, and a desire and a hunger. And I'm just delighted with that 3 points.
Sammy Morrow led the line really well there, didn't he?
You know, I say from day one, you get Sammy fit, he'll be a threat, and you don't have a career like he did in Scotland. And he's hungry. What I like about Sammy, he's a hungry boy. You know, he took a year out with his knee to be an agent. But as I say, you want hungry players, attitudes, and Sammy I thought was fantastic today. He was a great foil for Andy. You know, big man up there, takes the presence off it. And as I say, I'm just pleased for them. Great shift.
Ross Glendinning come in and didn't put a foot wrong. He looked like he'd been there all his life.
Well, you know what I mean. I said, obviously, you know, it's tough for Johnny at the moment. But I said, you know, go and get your head right. Go and get away for the weekend, because he's a great keeper, great shot stopper, great attitude, great trainer. But, you know, we're all together. I said this, and it's a chance for Ross to come in. You know, Ross is from a very good family with his father, Sass, great Irish League player. Trains him, looks after them. And as I say, we're blessed with two good boys, him and his brother, Reese. And, you know, Ross can only get better.
Big result after the disappointment of the last couple of games, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's disappointing, but as I said, you know, I never get down after defeats. You know, I get disappointed, but I'll never ever get down. You can't, because you know what's around the corner. You know, I like to stay in that middle, and I'm not going to get too carried away because we won today. I'm just delighted with the response, but it's been a tough week on the players. But you know what I mean, it's one that they've responded very well, and hopefully we can move on now.
Brings happy memories back to this ground, doesn't it? Coming back to the start of the season, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, obviously. You know, we'd thank you for Glenavon for Lens at the start of the season, but you know, all we can do is worry about us, and as I say, I'm pleased, you know, they get the 3 points today.
Dungannon next week, return of thoughts to that one?
Yeah, straight away, you know, from 8:30 tomorrow morning, 9:00 tomorrow morning, we'll be straight on about, you know, Glenavon, looking at Glenavon, or Dungannon, sorry. You know, that's the focus now. And you know, as I say, it's a long, long way to go, but you know, we just got to keep our feet in the ground and keep doing what we're doing.
Great for Jamie Mulgrew to get 90 minutes in such grueling conditions there today, wasn't it?
No, listen, I said the other night, you know, I took Jamie off for a reason, because I thought, you know, he put in a great shift. He hasn't been playing. He picked up a wee hamstring injury getting back into the team. But you've got to look after him, because, you know what I mean? As I say, he put in a shift the other night and he was out on his feet. Same with Shannon, took him off. A lot of them hadn't played. But look, you get the response today because they're fitter. They're fitter and stronger for it. And I thought, as I say, to every single one of them, led by example.
Well done today, and have a good weekend, and let's come back and do it again next week.
Thank you.